Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Chlal Mem Zayin, and we're starting Simen He. So now, the Chayodim introduced to us this halacha that a person has to bench in the place where he ate. So just to give us an overview of what's going to happen in the next few simonim. So in He and Vav, he discusses, let's define what is called the makom that you ate. If you move a little bit away, if you move to the other side of the room, if you can see the original place, if you can't see the original place, etc. In Zayin and Ches, he talks about this idea of, let's say you intended originally to move and bench somewhere else. Does that play a role in this halacha? Does that permit anything? In Tess, he deals with if the person left when he should not have left, what is he mechuyav do in regards to coming back, etc. And in Yud, he deals with the case that you left and you didn't go back and you said the brachas over there in that other place. So that's the flow. So Tess and Yud deal with if the person left. Zayin and Ches deal with if he had intention to move elsewhere. And Hey and Vav deal with defining the actual place, which we say you have to bench in place. What does bench in place mean? Now, we're going to read the Chayodim, but the Mishabura actually is a little bit more makel than the Chayodim on these points, and we'll point that out as well. So let's start with the Chayodim. Hey, Ha'isila Ezo Meniyah Shal Yuchal Levarach B'Makam Sha'achah. There was some impediment why it was difficult, they were not able to stay in that spot. So Mutter Lenach Lezavas Acheres Ba'oise HaCheder Afila Hubayas Gadol. So you're allowed to move to a different corner of the same room, even if the room, but it says Bayas Gadol means a large room. So example of a Chasna Hall, and whatever reason you're not able to stay in the original spot where you had eaten, they moved the table or something of that sort, or you came back to bench, you went out to the bathroom before they benched, you came back and they moved the tables around, etc. They're dancing, they're cleaning up, and you can't go back to the spot where you actually ate. So there's ezem and there's some reason why it's difficult to do that. So you can go to different corner. You feel more comfortable going off to the side this way. You're not in anybody's way. So that would be fine. He says that situation would be permitted to go to a different part of the room, even though it's not the exact same makom that you ate. Venerally, the Chayyim adds the following, that the mutter afilo b'makom shena roya makayma harishin, and this would be true even though you can't see the original spot that you were eating. It's the same room, so how can you not see the original spot? They used to have these big ovens to heat the room, and you're going, let's say, around the other side of the oven, so it's the same room, it's a different corner, but you cannot see your original spot because the oven is blocking the view. Paravan was like a portable type of a wall. You picture these Japanese walls that you set up, these three or four frames that you can spread out and block. So it's not a different room because it's not permanent there. It doesn't reach to the ceiling, etc. That's not considered a real separation. And the modern version of that would be, of course, our mechitza by a chasna. It doesn't have a din of a different room. There got to be these halachos. So the mechitza is blocking, in our example of the chasna situation, the mechitza is blocking and you can't see the original spot. That is okay, even though you can't see it. Now, the reason why he points that out is because he mentions in the parentheses that the Magen Ram seems to say you need to be able to see it, and he doesn't know why that's true. Mishabura says the truth is he had an incorrect girsa in the Magen Ram, and that's why he needs to address this, but the Magen Ram also agrees that it's okay, even though you can't see it. So there's no need to mention to that. Now the Mishabura holds that in a case, mipina lapina, which means a different part of one part of the room to the other part of the room, it's mutter. Mishabura holds that's mutter, even without any mania. Since it's the same room, and that's called you're mukav mechitzas, you're in the same area. And there's no problem to move from one part of the room to the other part of the room without any mania, not because of any reason. So in that situation, you said you want a bench in a different table. So let's say the chasna situation. So the person ate at table number one, and he sat down at table number two to shmooze with somebody, and it's time to bench. says, no problem, sit at table number two. You don't have to go back to table number one to bench, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that Mipina Lepina is going to be mutter in the same room. And the Mishnah Berurah says, a chiddush, even if this din of the chayotim, even if you can't see it, it's still going to be mutter. So going back to our chasa situation, so we're from Silver Spring, right? So I decided to step into the other side of the mechitza to say hello to my wife's family, and then it's time to bench. So I decided to sit down by this table, which now is blocked by the mechitza. I can't see my original seat, so it's in the same room, even though I don't have any real impediment preventing me from going back to my seat. According to Mishnah Berurah, I'd be allowed to do that. According to Chayyim, I should not do that. Okay. Now, we have to connect that with what he says in Siman Vav, and best of time, we will do that in the next shiur. And meanwhile, have a good day.